Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Mary is with me on the line today because, Mary, you sent us in an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. You got in touch because you want to talk about the milk on Aer Lingus flights. What's the story, Mary?
I know. Hello, Andrea.
How are
on
you?
Sunday evening, I was flying Dublin to Frankfurt. Have the usual coffee. And, you know, when you're on your third little mini milk, I thought, what's this blue? You know, I know the usual green colour from Lakeland Dairies up there in Cavan.
Mm.
And Coconia.sk milk. Now, my husband is German. He was sitting beside me. He thought I was having some sort of a fit. I was like, what is this? What's Coconia? Slovakia. So I asked the stewardess and she said, oh, I know nothing of this. She said, we always have the green ones. And with the green ones, she means Lakeland Dairy.
Yeah.
She said, imagine an Irish dairy farmer sitting here, she said, and seeing that. Oh, my God. So, I mean, I didn't see blue. I saw red. I was so cross. I mean, I thought, is this like the Brazilian beef all over again?
This was, sorry, Mary, to cut across you for a moment. So this was on board. This was on board the Aer Lingus flight. You departed Dublin,
I mean,
had
since
you?
Jesus was a child, they've been using Lakeland Dairies because I'm regularly on that flight about every 2 weeks. And I suppose, like the stewardess said, you know, people don't look at labels anymore. But I think since this girl, maybe you know her on Instagram, Sophie Morris, you know, encourages people to check labels.
Mm.
And, you know, check that the chicken is from Ireland. Check that the beef is from Ireland.
Know what the produce, where it's from and what you're eating. Mm.
Yeah, well, look, we export, what is it, 90 or 94% of our milk. And I thought, surely to God, we don't need to be importing milk from Slovakia. I don't know. I used to be married to a dairy farmer. 17,000 dairy farmers in Ireland aren't going to be happy to hear that Aer Lingus are now sourcing their mini milks. Now, you know, it's ultra-high temperature milks. You know, those little, you know, they last
the little sachets you get with the tea and coffee, isn't that it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Irish people prefer, you know, the fresh pasteurised milk. But I live in Germany, you know, and they prefer the long-life milk, you know. But don't tell me that with all of our milk processing plants in Ireland, there are 12 of them and about 10 co-ops. I work as a tour guide, so I know all the staff.
Ah, you know, yeah.
But I have a lot of good friends all around the country, and they supply a lot of good friends down in West Cork. How are you all down in West Cork? Supplying Carberry with milk, you know. And I'm from a small farm myself in the west of Ireland. So this rattled my cage. My husband didn't know what was going on. He was like, would you calm down? I said, I won't calm down. This is just not on. You know, I thought, look at our former, you know, state airline, our national airline. Have they no conscience? What's going on? What are they doing bringing in these mini milks from Slovakia?
I would have assumed.
They obviously have a different way of producing milk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have intensive milk. We're always going on about how wonderful our cows are, which they are. They're being fed grass. They're not in you know, they're not kept indoors in sheds. And think of, you know, the hard work that it takes here, you know, with the climate and, you know, you're out in every weather. Mm. And, oh, look, I was just.
You're annoyed
so
about it.
Angry.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got your email.
I was very annoyed yesterday. I've calmed down a small bit today.
Yeah, no, well, I knew when,
I'll
when I read your email
yesterday morning. Yeah.
I said
I rang Lakeland Dairies. I said, lads, do you know this is happening? Because, you see, I have another suspicion. The magazine was missing on the plane. And I thought, oh, the magazine is missing. So are they going to replace all the milks with the Slovakian milk? You know, when the magazine is missing, they're updating it. You know, maybe my mind is just going on a bit too far.
Yeah, I'm maybe sure I know
the ISA because I thought,
what did they say to you, Mary?
Fabulous lady in the ISA. She said, thank you very, very much. She'd let the dairy section know, let the guys know. And the same with the girl in the Lakeland Dairies. I said, well, you just let your marketing lads know that they might want to work a bit harder. I don't know. I realise, you know, companies are all, budgets being cut and everything. But, you know, what's going on? Price instead of pride? You hear about traceability and sustainability. You know yourself, all the buzzwords.
Yeah.
And, you know, our heritage, our tradition. But, you know, we have a very strong family farm tradition. So, you know, if I'm milking cows, I'm going down to the local shop and I'm buying my runners in the local shop. And, you know, we're so tightly knit in Ireland as a community.
It's funny, Mary, when I read your...
I have that off my chest now,
yeah.
Andrea.
No, that's okay. When I read your email yesterday, I knew you were very annoyed about this, and that's why we said we'd chat to you, and
yeah.
You sent in a photograph as well of the sachet of milk, and I'm happy to share
that
on our social media. And you're right, it's coconiamilk.sk, mini milk,
yeah.
It's light semi-skimmed milk, and this is the sachet that's obviously handed out. And it struck me straight away,
I was so cross, Andrea, I couldn't read their own website. I thought, I can't look at it. I just couldn't, because my mind was just exploding with rage.
Yeah. Because
so, there are guys that are being paid a lot more than me to defend the Irish dairy sector. But, you know, they might be listening in now. So, lads, it's, you know...
I thought to myself, Mary, perhaps if the flight is refueling, when it leaves Dublin, they'd obviously start out with the Lakeland dairies, and maybe for whatever reason or supply reasons or whatever, that perhaps when they were refueling the plane for the return flight, that maybe they might from time to time have to use other resources or sources or stuff if they couldn't get it. But in this case, the flight had actually departed Dublin and was going to Germany. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I didn't even think of that. I mean, maybe maybe this is a knee-jerk reaction and I'm getting all excited
about it. We'll try and find out. Bear with us, Mary, a moment. Noel Murphy is on the line. Noel is the chairperson of the ICMSA Dairy Committee. Noel, what's your reaction to this, or were you even aware of it?
To tell you the truth, I wasn't aware of it really. I'm kind of shocked. Right, you know, there's a national. Well, I suppose it's not a national, but it's an airline that's so associated with the national identity in Ireland, and it has such traditional links down the years. You would expect anyway, and we're not, I suppose, naive to expect that they would solely source their products in Ireland or from the Irish. But you would expect, with such a kind of a traditional orientation and ethos, that they would certainly be using an Irish dairy product. Do you know, I mean, there are several good, and as the lady said, there are several umpteen decent and good quality milk suppliers in Ireland who would supply it. It's not exactly a good story. I mean, Aer Lingus would have thought support the dairy industry. I mean, you would expect this, wouldn't you?
Well, Aer Lingus have got back to us, Noel, about this. They've sent us in a statement, because we reached out to them when we got Mary's email, and they got in touch with us to tell us that due to an operational issue, our catering partner has experienced a temporary shortage of the Irish-produced milk sticks normally served on Aer Lingus flights. So to ensure continuity of service, an alternative has been used on a short-term basis. Normal supply is expected to resume shortly. So Mary's right. So they are using alternative milk, but as they say, it's due to a temporary shortage, and they do intend to revert back after a short-term basis to the Irish supply.
I would have thought there wouldn't be a shortage of milk supply, to be honest with you. It's something we're not too short of. You know, we've had an exceptionally strong supply throughout 2025 and into the new year. So I mean if it is something with the supply chain, then maybe that's an issue, but you would expect that it wouldn't significantly disrupt the sourcing of a product, of UHT product. You know, there are several good dairy processors around the country who should, you know, have any problem supplying this, to be straight about it.
Well, it's the Irish produced milk sticks they're talking about.
Oh yeah. Well, look, it's kind of unusual, I would have thought.
Mary, you're still with us. Did you hear that statement from Aer Lingus? Yeah, so their catering partner is experiencing a temporary shortage of these little milk sticks that are normally served on the Aer Lingus flights, and to just ensure continuity, that, you know, you can have your tea and coffee on that flight to Frankfurt, they've found this alternative, and they're only using it on a short-term basis and normal supply. It will resume shortly, they say.
Yeah, I just think that's just a bit soft. I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't believe that for a second. Look at you know, you're driving up and down the country. I'm sure you're driving up and down to Donegal, and you'll have cows everywhere. There's no way there's a shortage. No way. But, I mean, who am I to say? I mean, you know, I'm just the consumer. But I know for a fact Lakeland, and I know Avonmore, they specialise in those little milk sticks, as they want to call them. Yeah. I can't. I know, well, it's a price. It's probably a price point, you know, if they're getting it in from Slovakia. But as a consumer, you know, what you're getting now is, you know, milk that's been produced. You know, we're all about farm to fork and farm to, what was it? I remember farm to fork anyway.
And farm to plate, wasn't that the other one as well? Yeah, no, but you're right.
So
and
we're
it turns out that you are.
Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Andrea.
No, you're okay. I think there might be just a slight issue there, Mary, with the line. We'll just maybe reconnect with you. Owen Corry is editor of the Air and Travel magazine, and Owen is with us on the line too. Owen, are you surprised by this?
Yeah, I'm taken aback a little bit. Slovakian milk is lovely, and when I'm in Slovakia, I love the milk, the Tatras Mountains, all of that with it. But we are really, really embedded with dairy, with the food industry, as Mary pointed out. I'd love to be on one of Mary's tours, by the way. She's a fount of knowledge. I'd say she's a great tour guide.
Brilliant.
The Aer Lingus customer expects Irish milk. They expect Irish food. Aer Lingus has worked really, really hard on the BIA menu. They've partnered with celebrity chefs. People coming from America on the famous EI 105 in New York, which I'll be coming back on the weekend myself, they expect to get Irish food, the green uniform. They expect to be in part of Ireland, as you expect to be in part of Ireland from the moment you check in. So it is a little bit of a problem for them. I do buy what happened. The Lakeland had, I think it was the end of February that they had a machine incident, and immediately contacted all the people they supply, including Aer Lingus, to say there was going to be a problem with that. The supplies that the catering company that look after Aer Lingus had would have got them as far probably as St. Patrick's Day. And we are in that little barrow, what would you call the dairy equivalent of a break, dairy milk equivalent of a break at the end. We're at the sort of the creamy phase. We're at the bottom of the barrel, the bottom of the milk churn between St. Patrick's Day and the end of March, when full production is expected to resume. I would imagine, and I'm speculating here, that there aren't a hell of a lot of suppliers of the little UHT packets. I think the other one's based out of Kilkenny, that the immediate demand for that would have taken out anything that was there in the existing supplies. And so Aer Lingus are left with this quandary. And of course, Slovakia milk is not what you expect in an Aer Lingus flight, especially those that important inbound American market all flying to Ireland for the end of March.
Yeah, well, and often if you're on flights on the way home from America, I mean, you'd often see American food or produce used as part of the mini food service, maybe that they bring around in the little trays, or you know, even like that, the milk is often US produce too. But the bit, Mary, I thought was interesting though, was you say when you flagged this with the air hostess on board the flight, she wasn't aware of it.
No, because I think at the front she might have had some of the Lakeland dairy ones still, and I was in row, I don't know, 9 or 10 in the middle. But her reaction was the correct reaction. You know, she said, oh, imagine if there was an Irish dairy farmer on him here and he's spending his money and this is what we're, you know, you won't pull the wool over the end consumer's eyes anymore, I think. You know, I think the Brazilian beef has shone the spotlight on that. You know, that, come on, guys, you know, we're aware of what's going on around us.
Mm.
But that's you know, if there's a shortage, there's a shortage.
I'd like it to be fair to Aer Lingus, they've said that. I mean, in their statement, they didn't mention that as far as now as Owen went with Lakeland's, but they have said that it is due to an operational issue and that the catering partner is experiencing,
enough.
Yeah, temporary shortage of Irish milk milk.
I just
milk
wanted
sticks.
To highlight that, just in case they're thinking of sneaking it in. No, you're not.
No, well, they're not put it over your eyes anyway, Mary. Thomas is on the line. Thomas, you're a dairy farmer in Cavan. I mean, it just seems to be an issue then, a temporary shortage of the little milk sticks. That's the problem.
Well, I'd hope so. And it's interesting because actually Lakeland Dairy, so I'm a Lakeland Dairy supplier and on the regional committee. And those milk sticks actually were prize winning. Lakeland's were the first people to design them, and they supplemented those horrendous little pots.
The little,
you never
I know
get
them.
The lid
you
off
peel
them
back
properly,
the seal and it's a tiny little pot, all right.
Yeah. and they don't stack properly because they're not square and all the rest of it. So we actually developed them originally. So look, it is, and there is also a kind of a question of supply. But Lakelands, it wouldn't be as bad as I don't mean bad, but we don't have as peaky a supply drop because we have a lot more winter milk suppliers over the winter, and of course we're a cross border milk pool as well. So there tends to be enough supply of milk. But if there was just that kind of a breakdown in the factory, I wasn't aware of that either, which, you know, is a bit surprising. But like, it actually has been incredibly successful, that the milkshakes, you find them in the McDonald's. And actually, funny enough, I was flying to, I think, Sweden at one stage, and on one of the Scandinavian ones, they were actually handing out Lakeland Dairies. So other airlines actually do use it. So
well, you say they're award-winning milk sticks, are they?
This is it, because they're so handy.
They're so good.
They're just a great design. Now, I am going to shock your listeners for a second, though, with one particular figure. It probably isn't a price element, because actually...
No, to be fair to Lingus, they don't mention that.
No. Slovenian farmers are actually being paid more for their milk than we are here. We're actually being paid 2 cents a litre on average less in January than they were, which is absolutely incredible when you stop and think about it. But it is part of the kind of the issue of us trying to supply. And actually, dairy farmers are at a very low ebb at the moment. Fertiliser prices have gone up. Milk prices have crashed. Now, I will say one of the other things that we obviously sell is beef, and the prices are very good there. But that's not our main business. And so it's a very, very difficult kind of period for it. So it's actually great to hear people say, yeah, I'm insisting that we always have Irish milk and that we always have it. I would say, though, while generally the Irish consumer is very, very good about Irish beef, and I think Mary is very right there. Sorry, it was Mary, wasn't
she? Yeah, Mary's still with us, yeah.
Yeah, no, Mary was right about the Brazilian beef question, Sharpenon. I'd love to hear a lot more consumers question where some of the chicken and the pork is coming from, because Ireland is actually, and my region especially, are large chicken and pork producers. And the amount of... I frankly have no bother using like other European supplied products if there is a very good reason. And by the sounds of things, Aer Lingus has a good reason in this case, not price, and that's important. But with some of the Brazilian chicken, in actual fact, some of the imported...
You're right to highlight that, Thomas. The people are aware, I suppose, of, you know, where the produce they're putting into their stomach every day and serve it on their plate is from. And definitely a conversation, Thomas, we'll come back to for another day. Miri, you have your answer there now, direct from Aer Lingus. Normal supply expected to resume shortly. Yeah, so you can rest assured, Mary, you'll be served.
I know. Thomas milk sticks is very fairly interesting soon. There, and you can hear he has fire in his belly, and all of the dairy farmers in Ireland have fire in their bellies. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're not going to, like I said before, at the risk of repeating myself, pull the wool over our eyes too quick. But Andrew, you're great for giving it a platform. Thank you very much.
No, thanks for getting in touch with us. And that's why we always say to listeners, you know, if you want to highlight anything that's on your mind, do get in touch with us. As always, you can drop us an email day or night, 24 hours a day. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Mary, Noel Murphy, Owen Carey, Owen as well, dairy farmer in County Cavan.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.